Good morning, everybody. Chicago's number one for throwbacks. See, I love a morning show. Sometimes I wonder, why do I get up in the morning? I think I just get up in the morning from the grace of God, but I get up in the morning to do this show to talk to y'all. Because if I had to talk to these three women that I sit in this room with every day, if I didn't get an opportunity to express myself to you, Chicago, I would lose my mind. Like, if this was a desk job where I had to listen to this psycho babble that I listen to all day from these three women, I would lose my... I cannot believe that they're sitting here debating a shoe or whether or not my producer should spend money on a shoe for her birthday. I cannot believe that this is actually a debate.
What do you mean it's a good debate? So I love that we live in a day and age that you can go on Poshmark or you know someone on Instagram selling high-end shoes. You can get a good deal. I come from the cloth that I wheel and deal all the time baby gear, right? So I have no shame lowballing a cost. Yeah. And if you have an issue
that's
with
some baby
it,
gear. This is different. This is luxury items. She wants some Louboutins, y'all. Krista, all YSL shoes. Do you want me to call my cousin
shoes
in Brooklyn to see what she
yes
got? I'll do that.
But I need to buy, like, my birthday.
But this
well,
is my issue.
If she has it.
If she has it.
Yeah,
this is my
cousin
issue.
Boosts. My
I
cousin
feel
boosts
like
it, y'all.
We feel bad. It's a reflection of us if we lowball a price. And I have no problem
it low-balling. Is a reflection of you.
Who cares? It's
the
no,
cheap
it's
ass out of here. Don't come at me. This is a high-end
it's not cheap
shoe. This is not
no
a cheap
okay
shoe.
It
you
depends
can't come to nobody for a Louboutin for $300.
No.
It's never going
to
happen.
You have to be detail-oriented. If you're not saying, I know because I hustle stuff all day and buy stuff and sell stuff. If you're, okay, if I'm selling a Louis Vuitton shoe and I'm like, here's my price
it's
range.
It's not Louis Vuitton.
I'm not. Wait, what shoe are
see,
we doing?
Go. We just
oh, my God. No, hold on. My point
Louboutin
is
Louboutin. Christian Louboutin.
Louboutins. If I'm like, I will not go under 400, so don't even bother. If I'm not putting that out there and setting my
like,
boundaries,
bye,
ball.
They're going to be, what is
you
the famous
not
line?
Setting
what,
boundaries in your price points.
What does that got to do with it?
Everything.
Here go the famous.
Then why should
have
I be
you ever
shameful
heard this line?
Okay, let me hear it.
This is the famous line that people say all over the place.
Okay.
It's two words. Girl, bye.
Girl,
okay,
bye.
That's what you're going to get.
And that's fine. I can live with girl, bye. I can live with it. If I say $300 for these high-end shoes and they're like, girl, bye, it's like, oh, well, I tried, and now they're not for me. Moving on.
Now, see, if you'd have went up about $200, Crystal, you'd have had that shoe. You lowball. You can't lowball quality stuff. You
then go back. If you,
you
really
it
want it, then
it's
say,
like,
okay, well, now
it's
I
like, you know what it
that's what negotiating
you can't
is
go to an auction, right? Say some drug dealer gets busted by a very fine Chicago police department. They have an auction. You know how they
yeah
confiscate
they
stuff?
Like, yeah.
And they sell their stuff, right?
Cars.
You and right, boats, everything. You can't stand there at the auction. And they bring a 2014 Bentley Azure drop top
yeah
there. And you raise your stick up and say, $12,000.
That is a totally different bye scenario. That's an auction where you're holding up
budget
signs and stuff.
Oh, is that the same scenario? Somebody trying to sell something, you can't go super low. You can go middle. First of all, you have to know the cost of the actual shoe when it was new. Then you got to split the difference in there somewhere. You can't
you
go $300 on a Louboutin
way
shoe.
Way too much into this. This lady said, I'm cleaning out my closet. I'm spraying out 20 pairs of high-end shoes. Name me a price. And if someone's going to say, name
Krista,
me a price,
you know
I'm going to name
you a price.
Know
this woman, right? We both know her, right? We had her on the show. Very respectable woman, right?
Yeah.
You would like to continue your relationship with this woman?
Yeah.
All right, offer her $300 and see.
Krista can say, it's my birthday. As a female, and I knew it was someone's birthday, I lowballed my wedding dress when I had to sell a wedding dress because I felt for the woman.
I'm going to take a lock on that one. See, I love a morning show. Three random facts.